Welcome to the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. It is Thursday, November the 25th, 2021. On this edition of the Politocrat, it is Thanksgiving in the United States of America. Millions of people will observe this day by sitting around a kitchen table with family members, friends, or with people whom they may be even feeding turkey to, and talking about what they are thankful for, what they are grateful for. And the question, dear listener, is this: what are you grateful for and thankful for in 2021? Coming up next. Welcome back. And dear listener, happy Thanksgiving to you if you are someone who observes it and commemorates it. I mean, this is a day that's not exactly, if you look at the history, not exactly exalted, at least in my book, but over the years, I think Thanksgiving has taken on different meanings, and it's turned into something that I think is a bit more personal for a great many people in the United States as they sit around, as you will be doing during the course of this day, sitting around a table with family, with friends, and people who you really care about beyond your family and friends, to have a Thanksgiving dinner, which is usually turkey, stuffing, rice, all kinds of vegetables, cranberry sauce, gravy, maybe some other accoutrements, not all necessarily in that order, not jumbled altogether, but it is a time to reflect. It is a time to think about what you have or what you would like and whether or not you're thankful for it. I mean, I think that just kind of, as I kind of think about this, dear listener, it brings me to this question that I need to ask you. What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? Whom are you grateful to? And who are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? And whom are you grateful to? And I could also ask you if people are grateful for you or thankful for you. I can tell you that I am thankful to you, dear listener, for your continued listenership, if you will, your continued listening ear, I should say. And I'm also very thankful for a lot of things, but that's one of the, you are one of the many things that I am thankful for as this podcast continues on. And, you know, it is a question. I think I may have even asked this question a year ago at this time, because this is the time of year where people go through a lot of difficulty. I do not want to underemphasize that in any way. People go through a great, great many difficulties. And I should say so many difficulties and so many challenges. I think I don't like the word great too much, but I should say that people do go through a lot of things, not just at this time of year, but any time of year. And for, I would suspect, a number of people on the planet, they go through, or people go through, I should say, these things just every day. And this time of year is particularly tough because this is the time to spend time with your family. You know, spend time with you know, your family, the people that you care about the most in life. And if you don't have anything like that, if you don't have people in your life that you care about, family, et cetera, then this time of year can be extremely lonely. It can be extremely lonely for you. It can be one of those kinds of experiences where you feel like you are all alone in the world. And there are places that you can reach out to. I should say that. Whether you're in the United Kingdom, I guess it would apply to you to go to the Samaritans. You know, Samaritans. I believe it's Samaritans.org, but you should just go to a search engine. If you have your laptop or your phone or your iPad, and just type in that word Samaritans, UK, you know, and you should be able to get phone numbers or just put search in contact information, or you can get the website and you can find the contact information there, because people do need others to communicate with them. And particularly if you are someone who is of a certain age and you may not have a lot of family members in your circle, or they may have completely abandoned you, or they may no longer be here. And so that's a difficult challenge again there. And so you may be literally by yourself on a day like today. And it can be a very, as I say, a very sad and lonely experience for you. And probably would also, I would imagine, bring onsets of depression, either severe depression or mild depression. But this is something that we don't talk about a lot, you know, mental health, and people are beginning to talk about it more. But we need to talk about it even more than we do, and we need to affirmatively make mental health and the subject of loneliness and the subject of isolation, we need to make those bigger conversational pieces, and even more than that, bigger action agenda items, so that we put all this out in the open and confront it, address it, wrestle with it, and propose the kinds of things that we can do to help solve these issues. And of course, there's many, I think, very quick solutions. The culture has to change that brings around a lot of these depression issues in the first place. Now, of course, there's depression that's completely chemical and that's really deep, that goes much deeper to the bone than some of the things I think I may be alluding to. And then there's the depression that the culture brings, the fatigue of the culture that we're living in. So, and, you know, the technology and the isolation of technology and how that can isolate people and roboticize people and lay them off of their jobs. And we're going through a pandemic. That's another thing. So, you know, I just kind of shift away, but shift back at the same time with the things I've been saying over the last 2 or 3 minutes. Because with all of those things I've just laid out, what is it that you are thankful for in 2021? What is it that you are grateful for? And who are you grateful to? Who are you thankful for in your life in 2021? It's something that you should give some rumination toward as we go through this day of thanks, a day of giving thanks, and a day of being grateful, a day of keeping in mind the people in your life who have been very important to you. And also every day doing that, not just on a day like today. So when I come back, I'm going to start throwing out some topics or throwing out some things that you may or may not be thankful for or grateful for in 2021. I'm going to get the ball rolling on that right after this. Dear listener, do not forget, dear listener, to follow me, yours truly, Omar Moore, on Twitter at ThePopcornReel. Yes, that's right. On Twitter at ThePopcornReel. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, the Politocrat Daily Podcast. It's available on Apple and Spotify and Google and numerous other platforms, including Pandora. So right now, please go on and do the right thing and subscribe to the Politocrat Daily Podcast. And also subscribe to the Politocrat Daily Podcast YouTube channel. Thank you. Dear listener, welcome back. On this Thanksgiving episode of the Politocrat Daily Podcast, I hope that you are well. I hope that you are in good spirits as best as you can be during these times. I know it's a challenging time for so many people across the world, and I do hope that you are in a better place and that you and yours are doing as well as can be expected, and that you are healthy, that you are reasonably happy, and that you also find yourself in a position of relative comfort in this very cruel world that we live in, this cruel, beautiful, lovely, awful, hateful, loving world that we find ourselves in. And I do hope that you're having a good Thursday. And whenever you listen to this podcast episode, I do appreciate it. I just hope that your day and your evening go as well as they can, and that if they aren't where you would like your day or evening to be, I hope that eventually it comes that way for you, that you are enjoying life a bit more, that you are enjoying the time that you have a bit more, because it's very difficult for so many to lay claim to saying that they do. There's so many stresses. There are so many stresses that people encounter and experience and endure and go through every day. So I hope that your Thursday was better than your Wednesday, and I hope that your Friday will be better than your Thursday, and so on and so forth. As we go through here on this Thanksgiving, November 25th, 2021. So the topic, of course, on this day, there would therefore be no surprise that I would be talking about something I think I probably asked you last year on this day, which is, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? And this is something I didn't ask last year, if I did pose these questions at all. Who are you thankful for, and whom are you grateful to? In 2021, we are now what? Just 5 weeks away? 5 weeks away from the end of 2021. Five more weeks of the year are left. It's incredible. We've had 47 weeks of the year thus far. It's incredible. 47 weeks have transpired. 47 have passed. 47 weeks. Where did they all go? And now there are only 5 weeks left in 2021. It's incredible. I marvel at it. And I also cringe at how quickly the time is gone and is going in this year. There's been so many things this year. And I'm going to do an episode on this, I think, in the future as we get closer. And I think I've teased this before, dear listener, that as we get closer and closer to 2022, I will eventually be doing an episode before the calendar year turns about this year and about this year, 2021, and what kind of year it was news-wise, and then what kind of year it was for you personally, you know, and what you experienced. And I'll throw in my own observations on this. And that's coming up a few weeks down the line as we get closer to the end of this calendar year. Now, I do want to ask you, what is it in 2021 that you are thankful for? And who are you thankful for? And whom are you grateful to? Because this year has been one heck of a year. I mean, it's not been the best year. It's not been the worst year, depending on, of course, who you are. this pandemic continues on, and we've got vaccinations and people not being vaccinated, people who haven't been vaccinated, people who don't want to be vaccinated, and then there are people who haven't been vaccinated simply because the vaccinations have not got to them yet, or they are in countries or continents where only 3 or 4% of the entire country or continent has been vaccinated. And as I've been saying, you know, we have a world and a society here in the United States where more people do not have computers than people who do have computers. So more people, most people in the United States of America, for example, do not own a computer, do not have any online access in their home, in their structure where they live, or just they just don't have it anyway, no matter where they are. Don't have a phone, don't have a cell phone, so they don't have online access to anything. So telling people that they can get access to a vaccine, for example, by booking an appointment online is not very helpful to most people because most people don't have online access and they don't have a computer, they don't have a phone. Not a cell phone anyway. So that really goes by the boards. What are you thankful for in 2021? We have vaccines. We have booster shots. And I'm sure people are thankful for those. I'm sure people are thankful to be fully vaccinated. I'm sure that those things are, in this pandemic especially, welcomed. And people are grateful for that. And if you haven't yet been fully vaccinated, you really should do so. Because we are now heading toward winter, and this is the time where infections will start to increase because of the fact that people spend most of their time during winter indoors and less time outdoors, which means there's a greater possibility of this virus spreading and multiplying, and this disease, if you catch this, you do not want. Believe me, you do not want. I know people, and I think you do as well, dear listener, who have had COVID-19 or are still going through it or have the long-term effects of it. They still can't smell. They still can't taste. They still can't keep their balance and equilibrium. I know people in this predicament. And again, dear listener, I bet you do as well. And you may well be a person who has had COVID-19. Or you may be a person who has COVID-19 right now. Or who is continuing to suffer from the after effects of it and what is called long COVID. L-O-N-G, COVID, not lung, not L-U-N-G, but L-O-N-G, long COVID. You may have that, dear listener. I want to say to anyone listening, please, please get your vaccination shots. And if you have already been fully vaccinated, please make sure that you get your booster shot. The booster shot provides additional protection. It fortifies you and gives you additional protections and longer term protection, at least in, I don't know, it's a good few months, if not a good at least 6 months plus, if not a year plus. I don't even know the exact amount of time, so I shouldn't be throwing out dates and numbers and all the rest of it to you, any duration to you. But I do want to tell you that a booster shot will do you the world of good. It's a very, very important thing. It helps to fortify your immune system and make sure that you are fortified against this particular virus. And if you were ever to get this virus, when you have a booster shot, what happens is that it repels the virus, or at least it certainly will prevent you from getting seriously ill or sick and then having to go to a hospital. That's what all this is about. There is no cure for COVID-19, at least at present. And there may well never be. There may well never be a cure for this. mean, we haven't seen a cure so far for the common cold. We haven't seen a cure so far for influenza. We haven't seen a cure so far for HIV/AIDS. I can go on and on down the line. But every year we take a flu shot. So if you take a flu shot every year, what's wrong with taking a vaccination shot every year? Because that's what we're going to be doing. I kid you not, that's coming for us. We're going to be doing this on a yearly basis until there's a cure, if there is one. Well, one thing I'm definitely thankful for, I think it's obvious, and I said, I'm thankful for you. I said that earlier. I said that in an episode or two before this particular one. But I am also thankful for the fact that there are vaccines out here. I am thankful for that, and thankful that so many millions of people around the world have been fully vaccinated. And yet still, there are so many more who have not been. And that's the thing that I want to see change right away. I don't want to wait until 2022 for that to happen. I really want the governments who have all this vaccine stockpiled to act and actually do a much better job, Boris Johnson in the UK, of getting vaccine to the continent of Africa and to a number of other places all across the world that do not have vaccine supply. This is so important. It's so important. So I am thankful for vaccination. I am thankful for these vaccines that help dramatically reduce the spread of this horrible virus and also prevent you from getting extremely sick. And of course, none of these vaccines is 100%. They're around 95%, 94%, 96%. But that doesn't mean that because they're not 100, oh, I'm not going to take them. It means that you exercise some brain power and logic and critical thinking and say, what do I want to do? Do I want to go without a vaccine and risk death? Or do I want to be vaccinated? And if I do happen to get this vaccine, this virus, in the very, very small possibility that I do, I will have enough immune protection that I won't get sick in a serious way and I won't require hospitalization. I think there's pretty easy calculus to be made there, don't you? And again, being thankful for having a vaccine and being thankful for the fact that millions of people have been vaccinated is just really, it's a good thing in 2021. This pandemic continues. It has not stopped. It has not ended. And just because there are a number of people in the United States who may have been vaccinated doesn't mean that the pandemic has ended. We live in a globe, and we live on a globe, not in a country. I mean, we do live in a country, and you know, dear listener, if you listened long enough to the Politocrat Daily Podcast, you will have heard yours truly going on and on and babbling on here about the fact that I don't see the United States as a country per se. I see it as, well, some people will scoff at that, but I see it as 331 million people in disparate places and just scattered all over the country. You know, I kind of think back to enslavement and the Middle Passage and how black folk were scattered about. We were taken from the African continent against our will under forced extreme violence and thrown into the hulls of enslavement ships, literally 200-300 people thrown together, can't breathe, naked, crapping on each other. It was just disgusting. I wasn't there. But I've read enough books. It was just disgusting. And we were scattered, dropped off at this part of London or this part of England, dropped off at this part of the Caribbean or dropped off at this part of wherever we were dropped off at. And then the triangular enslavement trade and everything else. I mean, we were scattered. And as I say, I think the United States is a scattershot country. It's, you know, and I say that word country in quotes. We are all over the map. And that's why we can't get consensus on a lot of things. I mean, there's some exceptions. But, you know, this is where we are now. And, you know, and I am thankful for the vaccinations. I am thankful for people who practice mask etiquette. I am thankful for people who are getting vaccinated. I am thankful for people who are considerate in the world. I mean, I can go down a whole list of what I'm thankful for and I'm grateful for. I am grateful for. How about you? What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? I would suspect that you are grateful for life, to have your life, to have good health, to have family, to have love and friends and life. I mean, these are very important things. And I suspect that on this day, dear listener, you will be saluting and celebrating those things because those are things that you should salute and you should celebrate. Life, love, learning. Those are very important things. And I don't think you can really have an appreciably decent life without those three things. Of course, you should add to that health. You should add to that a little income. And you should add to that principle and integrity. Because you can be eviscerated by a lack of those things, a lack of principle and a lack of integrity. And then you can really go down the wrong garden path. What are you thankful for in 2021? What are you grateful for? And whom are you grateful to in this calendar year? For me, gosh, there's so many people. There's so many people. You get to a point where you don't want to start naming people. Because if you do, you are going to leave someone out. So I am not going to name anybody. Bah humbug. I am going to not name anyone. And I will invite you, dear listener, to name someone for yourself, or someone's plural, some person's plural, right? To, you know, as who it is that you are, whether you're thankful for or grateful to them for something. There are a number of people I am thankful for and grateful to. And it's kind of like you say a wish, you know, when you before you blow out the candle of your birthday cake, excuse me, you say a wish, but you don't say it out loud, of course, you say it to yourself because it's personal and it's secret. And I feel the same way in some ways about who I'm grateful for and thankful to. And so, you know, there you go. I don't mean to be so secretive, but this is personal. It's personal for you, dear listener, that, you know, there are people in your life who have shaped you and steered you and molded you in a certain way and into a certain place. And of course, your experiences have done the same. Some of those experiences are wonderful. Some of them are deeply painful. Some of them are revelatory. Some of them are joyous and euphoric, and others of them are not. And so, these are the times on days like these to measure and reflect and to cherish. Cherish what you have. I think at the end of the day, dear listener, I think cherishing what you have, cherishing the kind of person you are, and cherishing the people you have in your life, cherishing your family, cherishing your children, cherishing being part of this planet, even with all of the horrible things that are going on it, I think is a priceless thing to do. And to take stock of your life and of your very being, I think those things ultimately are the things you do want to think about and ruminate over, if you will, same difference. I do think that these are things to consider as we go through this particular day. And I hope that you are, dear listener, enjoying your Thanksgiving holiday if you're in the United States. And wherever you are in the world, I hope you are well on this day. And I do think it's important to give. And I think it's much more important to give than to receive. I think all in all, that giving must be done with a large heart, a sincere soul, and a true and genuine purpose to nourish, to enrich, to enlighten, and to make joyous the lives of people whose lives perhaps may not be so joyful, especially at this time of year, and for all kinds of reasons. I wish you a very happy and joyous and grateful Thanksgiving. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore.